By reading from the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit, may their blessing be with us all, amen. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of Jesus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up. After through the Holy Spirit had given commandments to the apostle whom he had chosen, to whom he had also presented himself alive after his sufferings, by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days, and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, You have heard me from John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Not many days from now, therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, It is not for you to know times or seasons, which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of all the earth. Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by him in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. They returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olive, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. And when they entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying, Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, Zealot, Judas the son of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Glory be to God forever. The Lord of the world shall grow, shall be multiplied, shall be mighty, and shall be confirmed in the Holy Church of God.